Greaseman.
Yes.
Man, it's the first time I ever talked to you.
I appreciate the call. What can I do for you?
I was just wanted to miss you a Merry Christmas.
Hey, you have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
I appreciate that, Greaseman. I'm sitting in front of my work going in about 3-4 minutes and...
Just taking a moment to call me.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
All right, Greaseman.
All right, Abe. Thank you so
later.
Much. You all betcha.
Right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you just feel that thing right out, and you're in the winner's circle. 101, good morning.
Grease.
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine.
I'm a medical man here at the Washington Hospital Center. I was wondering if you had any memories of Christmas time.
Christmas time in the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah, because disease never takes a holiday, does it?
Never, not in this place.
Yeah, you're lying there. Christmas Eve at the emergency room, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm down here taking pictures at the eye clinic. I get to see all sorts of unsavory items.
In the eye clinic?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to hear about that.
Uh-huh.
Here's some interesting topicality. As a medical man, you may enjoy. Listen, in America, if you have any sort of hydraulic injury, we tend to use silicone prostheses in order to reconstruct you as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as a doctor... In China, oddly enough, it's Dr. Long, and he's come up with an extension for Ned Nodule. It turns out the guy uses actual skin, nerves, guts, meat, and actually, he's got a whole file of people he's reconstructed. How do you like that? And he can add length and girth. How do you like that? He said, "Do you find that interesting?"
Yeah, you got his number.
Oh, are you a poor guy? Kind of guy that gets naked with a girl on a date, grabs her hand, places it on that bad boy, and she says, "No thanks, I don't smoke." How humiliating, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you need to call Dr. Long, then.
Yeah, buddy.
Because it's interesting, in China, they have a fascination with that kind of thing. And they say that... In China, this guy's business is booming. He says he can double or even triple what you got. He does 3 operations a day, runs $300. So he said if he lived in America, he could charge, $3,000 a crack, as it were. So anyway, here's the guy to call. His name is Dr. Long.
All right, Chris.
Of China.
Have a good Christmas.
In Wuhan, China.
Wuhan.
Wuhan.
All right, bud.
Probably a lot of Longs in the phone directory, but I bet you there's only one Dr. Long. Okay?
All right, buddy. You have a good Christmas.
Good luck.
Right.
Just call up the operator and say,
"My sack doesn't work. My sack doesn't work."
And you'll get through to the man who can solve your problems. Huh?
All right.
Just go in and drop trow and let him take a look at what you got. He's saying, "I can't believe you use that thing for anything other than tinkling." Does your wife actually wake up during the act? How do you extract it without tweezers? Are you glad to see me, or is that a roll of Clorets in your pocket? Easy, Dr. Long. Easy. All right. Only 2 more shopping days left till Christmas. Make sure you remember the aspirin and the Pepto-Bismol. As your relatives are ready to distend on you, they'll be coming in drinking your booze and eating your food, appraising your house. Their children will be knocking things over, scuffing your coffee table. Their animals will be leaving offal in your backyard. You'll be bedraggled, bothered, bewildered. I learned a long time ago, I love my family and I love my friends and I love everybody. But everything that needs to be accomplished, I don't care if you haven't seen somebody in 10 years, you catch up completely the first night. I mean, hey, you may be away at school for 6 months and you go home and see the folks. You come in, you have a couple of belts with pop, you have dinner. In the course of that cocktail hour and dinner, you've discussed everything that needs to be discussed. So that by the time Saturday morning rolls around, everybody's just sitting there looking at each other. And then by the time Sunday rolls around, you're almost looking forward to church just to give you an excuse to get out of the house. By the time Monday rolls around, the sight of your visitors is appalling. By the time Tuesday rolls around, you've developed an ulcerated colitis. By Wednesday, you'll have to bite a fin belt to keep from telling them off. And by Thursday, you're thinking, "Please, God, let them get out of here." And by the time Friday rolls around, they drive away. You feign a smile as you stand there in your driveway, secretly thinking, thanks, Mina, that they're gone. And all the while hating yourself for those hideous thoughts, thinking it uncharitable, wondering how much longer everybody will be around, but yet still in all you know that your privacy has been violated and raped. So the next time people say, hey, we're thinking of coming by for the Christmas holidays, you say, great. After you get settled in your hotel, give us a call.
And now...